This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to a day two State Fair edition of What's on Your Mind. Tomorrow, day three State Fair edition / Grand Forks Air Force Base and visit of Vice President Mike Pence. How about that? Yes, then Thursday and Friday, more from the State Fair. Gosh, we're having fun. It's summertime, ladies and gentlemen. It is summertime. So much going on. Fargo Air Show this weekend, too, which is world class. Really good. The Blue Angels, just a fantastic show. So, wherever you're listening across the Northern Plains, there's something for you to do somewhere. Come join the fun. I'm Scott Hannon. Todd Mitchell is here. And we're waiting for the world to change right along with you and doing everything in our power to talk some common sense. Talk some common sense on the program. If you agree with what we have to say, call and let us know that and add your two cents. If you disagree, that's okay, too. We welcome differing opinions all the time, anytime. At 800-228-0550. Usually the people that disagree send a text, and it's sort of a nasty gram. Ever received one of those? Yeah, those are kind of fun. We prefer you call so we can just have a reasonable dialogue conversation here on the program, okay? All right. And the text numbers are for Todd, 226-8503. These are 701 numbers. And for me, 367-2054, or again, call us 258-0550. The question of the day today is this. Specifically to anyone impacted directly by trade and trade negotiations, do you still support the Trump strategy? Maybe you never did, but I mean, some people I think are, I'm hearing some people just say, I don't know, I don't like it. I don't like it. His rhetoric, it's getting a little too reckless, and things are getting worse, and prices are volatile, and I don't like it. I talk to a whole lot of people, way more, that say, yep, a little bit less per bushel this year, that's okay. Long-term strategy needs to be fixed. We can't keep doing this. Fix them. Fix the trade deals. Make sure farmers and ranchers get a better deal. Just what camp are you in? I want to know what your take is on the Trump strategy. I hear a lot from politicians, mostly on the left, and, like the Farmers Union and others that say, you know, this is terrible, this is awful. I have a sense they're using it politically. I really do. I mean, Senator Heitkamp is not out there trying to fix this. She's out there trying to scare up more voters to say, see, you got to be with me, because I don't like that Trump fella. Then on the other side of her mouth, she's saying how much she's with Trump. But so I sense it as a political strategy. I don't care about any of that. I don't care about who wins, who loses, anything. I care about farmers and ranchers and what you want. So that's why I'm asking. You tell me. 800-228-0550. Okay? One note here, and then I'm going to check in with Mr. Todd Mitchell on the stage at the North Dakota State Fair. If you look at the calendar, today is July 24th. July 24th. And on this day in 1996, a young man by the name of Alex Manns had a birthday. And that young man is no longer young. Well, he's still pretty young, but he's a college graduate. He has a place to call home. He has a great job and works at Minn-Kota Power, and we're very proud of that young man. Very proud. Just graduated magna cum laude from the University of North Dakota in electrical engineering, and I've had the honor of being his stepdad for quite a few years. He was 4 years old when I met my dear bride Maria. So I have so many great memories. If I start talking about him, it'll be crazy. But I always make it a habit to mention the kids' birthdays on the air, because there's a lot of times I've been behind this microphone rather than be with them at some event or doing something related to the radio station. So the least I can do is just remember them on the birthday right here on the air. So. Alex, happy birthday, and I don't even know where to begin, but there have been many pontoon rides with Alex driving that were just absolutely wonderful, so just wanted to say happy birthday to Alex. So Todd, he's got the cushy gig. This is payback for Cookfest. You know, I was at Cookfest, the barbecue, the whole thing last week, and so now he's next to the food midway in the midway, and not too far from Daryl's Racing Pigs, which are must see at the fair. How you doing, Todd? How's things going?
Hey, you know, I did the afternoon broadcast yesterday from the Bacon Bunker in air-conditioned comfort, so I really am kind of just slacking off here the last few days or so. But what the heck, it's state fair time. It's time to actually come out, have fun, enjoy some deep-fried whatever. Scott, have you ever had a deep-fried Twinkie?
I have one time. And it just felt so wrong, I've never gone back there. But I do lovingly look at the stand every time I go to the state fair. Are they good?
What does it taste like? Because when I went, and this was like a year or two ago, but when I went over, they were out. And I know you're thinking, how do you run out of Twinkies? It's not that you're out of Twinkies, but they have to be frozen. Now, I don't know about you. I don't know where to get a frozen Twinkie. So I punted and got the deep-fried Oreo, which tastes... Well, so what does a deep-fried Twinkie taste like?
Well, see, I don't really remember. To me, it was like a Twinkie, obviously, with that same sort of satisfaction you get from, like, a donut or, you know, some other fried delicacy. So it was just a little bonus on top. But it was a little over the top, I'm just saying. A little over the top.
The other thing about the state fair, too, is whatever deep-fried food you can imagine... They pretty much have them here. You were going to say something, Scott. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that I usually go for the protein. You know, like if I want to go over the top, I'll go bacon, but it'll be loaded with caramel or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah. How about a corn dog? How about a nice foot-long corn dog?
Oh, I never miss a fair without a foot-long corn dog. It's the only place I have foot-long, and they're absolutely the same thing at Big Iron. Anywhere I can go, just love it. Just love it. Yeah.
Because, you know, if you look at a freezer section at a grocery store, they sell a similar thing, but it's always a disappointment if you bite into one of those because it does not taste like a fair corn dog by any means.
Totally with you. Okay, so let's get to the phones here, and Todd's going to be around the whole show, so stick around for that. This texter says, the Chicken Littles in ag are playing right into the hands of the Chinese. If they can effectively weaponize farmers against the U.S. government with the mere threat of tariffs, we may just as well turn control of the entire ag sector over to the Chinese. I farmed all my life, and the over-the-top reaction to these tariffs is embarrassing. There's one view. What's yours? 2580550. Let us know. Jamie and Bismarck, go ahead.
Hey, Scott. I didn't call about President Trump, but, yeah, I'm still in full support of what he's doing. You know, I quit doubting that guy's negotiation methods a long time ago because he more often than not comes out on top, so people just need to hang in there and relax.
See, there's some pretty good advice. I quit guessing. What was your word? You quit what?
Quit second guessing in his
quit second guessing,
method.
Yeah. Quit second guessing.
A couple times I did. I was wrong.
There is way more going on than meets the eye. You know, there's no doubt about that. You're exactly right. What did you call about, Jamie, sir?
All right, what I wanted to call about was a video going around now, the Heidi Heitkamp's sticker gate, where she takes the sticker away from the little girl.
Yeah, I'm aware of it. Somebody called about it yesterday. I didn't know about it until they called, but they said, hey, have you seen the Facebook post? And then I put it up. I mean, I looked at it 10 times, and it's really weird because I don't know why she would swoop down and take it. It doesn't exactly look like she's trying to rip it out of the kid's hands like I initially thought, but what was your take on it?
I actually know the people whose daughter that is, and I texted with them, and yeah, she, you know, the Heidi's girl walking the parade tried to hand the little girl a sticker, and Heidi swooped right in between them and snagged the sticker away before the kid could get it. But what I want to see done now is because if that doesn't look bad, I don't know what does. But
I totally agree with you. It looks terrible. But put yourself in Heidi's head. Why would she do that?
Boy, I can't figure it out. You know, I walked with Kevin Kramer and my girls did, and I'll guarantee you Kevin Kramer wouldn't swoop in there and do that, and he sure as heck didn't instruct any of the people to not give stickers to little children. But what the GOP needs to do or the Kramer crew or if Jared Hendricks is listening, they need to make a little video, get a girl standing there like in a parade scene dressed just like that little girl was, and then have somebody getting ready to hand a Heidi sticker to her, and then, you know, get somebody with the red wig on and a little overweight and then come waddling through there with the battery in one hand and then take the sticker and then the voiceover can say, just like battery acid.
Okay, we don't need the overhead, the overweight thing, and we don't need the waddle because, you know, look, we all have our waddles. But I hear what you're saying. I mean, there have been imposters used. I can't figure it out.
Make hay when the sun's shining, Scott. You got to make, you know, we're talking about farmers here. Make hay when the sun shines.
It happened. I mean, it happened. So you're not exactly having to make anything up. It happened. I just can't figure it out. Has anybody else seen it and try to figure it out? I've got it up on our Facebook page. Tom in West Fargo.
Hey, Scott, you know, the tariffs thing, this is going to hurt everybody. However, how does a person get an operation? You go to a hospital, you get the bad part taken out, it's going to take some time for recovery. I mean,
I like where you're going with this, Tom. Hang on a second here. I have a break, but I want to hear more of your analogy, more on What's On Your Mind.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
When it comes to passing on your estate, no one makes it easier than Mark Wagner at ND Estate Services. Just listen to one of his many happy clients, Mark Fitzsimmons.
I don't live right here where my mom does. We see each other when I visit, so there was a lot of coordination involved, and he really helped us out with that, too.
If there's any one piece of advice you can give to anybody thinking about doing some planning, what would it be and why, Mark?
In my case, without really knowing at all what we were up against, I really found the education that he was able to offer in terms of starting from scratch. And I think my biggest advice is to not be intimidated by the process, because you really don't need to know a lot. He has that, and he's a very good teacher.
Don't take chances. Trust a professional. Mark Wagner at ND Estate Services. Call right now, 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers Revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Wind energy is one of the fastest growing energy sectors in North Dakota and has invested over $3 billion here. The growth of this low-cost resource in our energy mix helps keep electricity prices here among the lowest in the country. A 200-megawatt wind farm pays nearly $300,000 annually in property taxes. Those dollars flow to our communities for schools and emergency services. Wind energy. Low-cost, reliable, good for landowners and our communities. Support an all-of-the-above energy policy for North Dakota. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions, ndforallenergy.org.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We have a brand new sponsor on the program today. We're really excited to tell you about that. It's the Lazy J Ranch. Actually, the Dakota Lazy J Ranch. That's the easy way to find it on Facebook. Do you remember the call we had last week from Sylvester about grass-finished beef? Yeah, exactly. So thank you to the Dakota Lazy J Ranch. We'll tell you more about them coming up in a little bit. But we appreciate new sponsors. They're very important to us. Folks like our friends at Lignite Energy Council have been doing this a long time. Security in the way of energy is something we talk about a lot, because securing your energy future, wow, without clean, beautiful coal, without the lignite industry in North Dakota, be big trouble. So find out more about that at SecureEnergyFuture.org. SecureEnergyFuture.org, reliable, affordable energy, and great for our economy. Incredible. So remember that. Stand up for them. All right, we're going to let Tom finish his comment here, and then I have a call for Todd, and he has a special guest at the State Fair stage. We're broadcasting live, the Dakota Talent stage as well. So, Tom, I like where you're going with this, because you're not dismissing that this time right now is uncomfortable. That's what I got out of what you're saying. In other words, that this is not fun. This isn't great to see soybeans off the board at the Grafton elevator, right? Because there's nowhere to sell them right now. On the other hand, that pain, which I like your analogy, equating to, when they cut me open to take out my infected, appendix, it's no fun. I don't like going under. I don't like the pain I feel when I wake up. But guess what? You got the rot out of there. So it's well said. Do you think North Dakota will continue? I mean, I hear some rumbling that farmers and ranchers are, they're okay with it at first, but now starting to go the other way, and that they're turning a little bit on Trump. Do you sense that that will be a small group of people, or do you think that more and more are going to peel off?
That's a really good question, Scott. I'm concerned that people will peel off, but the problem is this might have not come at the correct time, right before the midterms, but he had to do something, and he had to do something quickly. I think it's a short term pain. It's a short term outlook of people peel off now. It's just like staying in the stock market. If you're a day trader, that's different. But if you're in it for the long term, you're going to go up and down and up and down. But overall, you'll probably go up.
You said something else very insightful there, and that is that it's too bad it came before the midterm. Any other president of either party, by the way, this isn't a Republican or Democrat criticism, it's politics. Any other president would have waited till after the midterm and done it right away. Donald Trump's not waiting for anything. He's not looking at the political calendar to decide, when do I need to fix this? He's saying, I did a campaign in which I told farmers we're going to fix those trade deals, and we're doing it. And again, I would remind you that he told Senator Hovind, Congressman Kramer aboard Air Force One several times, I know this is tough. I know this is tough. We have his answer to the Chris Berg question, what message do you have for farmers? And you can sense it in there. His answer is, the longer we wait, the better the deal gets.
Yeah.
So it's sort of like being in the hospital for 2 weeks instead of one, but you come out a lot stronger, right?
Right. He's a businessman. He's not a politician. People keep forgetting this. He is a businessman. This is how business works.
Tom, appreciate it. You are insightful. I love talking to our listeners. I love hearing firsthand from you. And if you disagree with what Tom had to say, call me. Let me know. So, Todd, we have a little help for you here. I know you were in a bit of a dilemma earlier, and this caller wanted to help you out here. So just see what
you... Hey, just to answer Todd's question, where to get a frozen Twinkie? You get it in January in North Dakota if you're not careful. Bye.
There you go. So I guess you got to wait a while, Todd. Sorry. That's the deal. You're waiting.
Oh, my God. That is stellar. You leave them in the trunk of the car all winter long. Okay, now I know where to... Wow.
Yeah, we got it down now.
Fantastic day coming up here at the North Dakota State Fair. Vince, your marketing director, is with me. So what kind of stuff we got coming up today?
Today is a great day for deals. I got to tell you, we've got Pepsi Deals Day that's going on today. If you come in with a Pepsi product, then you get half off of your gate admission, which is a huge deal. We've also got Family Day that's going on basically right across where we're sitting on the Dakota Talent Stage. It is at the festival tent. And we've got family booths that are going to be up. There's activities for families there from nonprofits that have decided they want to make the fair more fun for families. So it's going to be a lot of fun and games for them going on today. That's just a few things.
NPRA Championship Bull Riding tonight. I got some free tickets. So if you come find me at the Dakota Talent Stage, I'll be here until about 1 o'clock. So make sure you find me and get some free tickets for that. And if you went last night, you know, the Bulls don't follow the same script the next night. So.
Oh, I saw it yesterday. Oh, my goodness. I don't know how those guys do it. Seriously. Like, the minute I would get a bruised tailbone, I'd be done.
Do we have any new fair food this year?
Yes, we do have some new fair foods. We've got the Buffalo Chicken Euro, which is at the Minnesota Wing King. We also have the Ultimate Mini Apple Pie, which is from the Mini Apple Pie.
That's Imagine.
Fantastic stuff. And then there's also a Chicken Bacon Ranch Quesadilla at Quesadilla Junction. Oh, it's so
That's
good.
It might be the healthy choice for fair food because there are so many unhealthy choices, as we know, delicious as they may be. But.
Speaking of healthy choices, the Wild Rice Burger, that is fantastic. Great flavor. And I never would have thought of it, to be honest with you. I'm like, I don't want wild rice in my burger.
It sounded like a strange combination, but I went over there. I did a Facebook Live with those guys yesterday, and they showed me, you know, how they're made and stuff. You can check our, I think it's on my Facebook. So, and you're right. I mean, it is kind of a healthier choice. There are some healthy choices.
As healthy as you can get, you know. There's nobody here doing, steamed vegetables.
I hope not. I don't think it would sell very well. So there you go. If you come find me, I'll be at the Dakota Town Stage here for the next several hours and be roaming around the fair today and tomorrow. I got some free tickets and some stuff. Bull riding tonight, Cheap Trick coming up tomorrow and more. So I'll mention live at the State Fair.
Dakota Talent Stage is where you find Todd, and he's got the tickets. So if you want the tickets, you come see him, and you win. Thanks, guys. Todd, Vince, the crew, they're going to be there at that stage till 1 o'clock today. And then, of course, don't forget, we'll be there tomorrow. Texter says, yes, I'm good with the plan. We're always in a trade war. The problem is we as a country have gotten comfortable with losing it. Guy and Goodrich, give me your best minute on this topic.
Yeah, good morning. I make all of my income from farming and ranching, so I don't like to lose money or see prices go down. However, it's hard to tell how much the prices are being affected by Trump's tariffs, because I've noticed in the past years many of the publications dealing with agriculture, for example, the Green Section and the Farmers Forum, they seem to be quite left-leaning. So I don't really trust the information I'm getting and how much tariffs are affecting the prices of crops. Plus, there are very powerful institutions, corporations, and banks that are globalized, and they like the free trade system. They're against Trump. That's who Trump is up against, and they're little puppets in the Democrat and Republican Party who support this free trade crap. So,
all good data. All good data behind that. Absolutely. I appreciate that very much. And your insight and analysis as a farmer and rancher, that's what we're looking for here today. Lay it on us, 800-228-0550. We're talking millennials and TEDx for a bit today, too, but this is going to be our main topic today.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, it's Scott Hannon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota. The Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's On Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night's stay. A great price. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST. And we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, and range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon buck.
You
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The president is exploring the mechanisms to remove security clearance because they've politicized and in some cases monetized their public service and security clearances.
White House Press Chief Sarah Sanders saying President Trump is thinking about revoking the security clearances of at least a half dozen former national security officials, including former Director of National Intelligence James Clapper, who reacted to CNN at the news.
It's kind of a sad commentary where, for political reasons, this is a kind of a petty way of retribution, I suppose, for speaking out against the president, which I think are born out of genuine concerns.
There since June 17th, Portland, Oregon authorities are pushing out a group of protesters who've been camped out at the Southwest Portland ICE facility. They're going to be clearing them out of that camp today. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Top of the hour back on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. I'm Scott Hannon. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow, of course. Of course, MyPillow. Long-time advertisers. I think I told you a little secret. And that is that Mike Lindell, the founder of MyPillow, is coming to North Dakota soon. That's all I can say. But it will be, it'll be soon, and it'll still be summer. So there's a couple of things to remember, which should be a lot of fun. But if you need a good night's sleep, the best night's sleep to improve your night's sleep, or a new bed or pillow top, a mattress topper, any kind of pillow, everything up to 50% off, 2-for-1 deals back too. So you get two pillows for the price of one. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott or 800-526-9028. Okay, where am I right now? 27 before the top of the hour. We're going to take a quick diversion from our topic related to trade and tariffs. And by the way, some great texts are coming in on this. And we have a lot of those to get to. And we're going to tell you a little bit about a new census office look at millennials in North Dakota. That's very interesting. Okay, Kevin Iverson, the manager of the Census Office, going to do that for us. We also have Greg Devine next hour to tell us about TEDx, which is coming up. TEDx is if you don't know about it, it's very interesting. You just learn a ton from different people and different things at TEDx. So there's a TEDx coming up, and they're moving across the state. Now, there's one plan for Bismarck I saw recently. It hasn't happened already, but this one is this week in, I believe, Fargo. We'll get all the details from Greg coming up here in a little bit. And Todd is at the state fair and just had a food delivery. What did they bring for you? What's the goodie, Todd?
Tubby's breakfast sausage sandwich. And of course,
is that
Tubby's.
Right?
I mean, the Tubby's makes is fantastic to begin with.
Name says it all, right there. Tubby's at the fair. So. Thanks for bringing by a goodie for Todd there and keeping him occupied while we're talking about this new study on millennials with the director manager of the Census Office of the North Dakota Department of Commerce, Kevin Iverson. Kevin, how are you?
Good. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Thanks for joining us. This study caught my attention, saying that North Dakota millennials are better off financially. I don't profess to understand millennials, but I would think that's got to be a good thing when they're deciding where to live. Tell us a little bit about this study.
Yeah, this particular study was done not by a government source, but by the Brookings Institution. Brookings Institution is a think tank that's been around for a long time, based in Washington, and a lot of smart people who like to put numbers together and just basically show how different areas work. This was done under what they call the Hamilton Project, and again, it's basically taking an economic look at a number of things. And they wrote a report they put out earlier this month. It's called "Where Work Pays: How Does Where You Live Matter for Your Earnings?" And they actually did not put a list out, but they of where the best place is to live. But they compiled data from a number of sources, including the Census Bureau, American Community Survey, the Bureau of Economic Analysis, and then they took tax data from National Bureau of Economic Research, another very fine non-government source. And they compiled it together, and they built a tool online to show basically how much money you can earn in a given state or a given metropolitan statistical area and how that compares, but adjusted it by cost of living. And
that's what I like. And it seemed to have done it pretty well here, put everything in. So if you're just looking at the salary, $50,000 a year in California is top on the list, but add the cost of living, add the taxes in there, and from a financial standpoint, earning $33,000 nets you more in North Dakota, right?
Exactly. That's exactly right. And when the study came out, it didn't really surprise me because it certainly kind of reflects everything that we've seen. North Dakotans are very hardworking individuals. We have the highest labor participation rate. I did a paper earlier this month that we released that shows North Dakotans typically are working, more individuals are working 50 hours or more than any other state. They're working more weeks per year than any other state. Our commuter times are shorter, so people aren't spending as much time traveling back and forth to work, and our incomes are certainly solid. So it didn't really surprise. And the other things we know, our taxes are a little lower in this area than a lot of other areas of the country. So when you compare the cost of living and then what you would lose by paying taxes, and then you sort this down. You can actually sort it down in the tool by age groups. And the particular age group that we emphasized was the 20 to 34-year-olds, which is kind of the age group that we've really attracted in the state since 2010 coming in. And that particular age group, if you just compare, after you adjust for cost of living and compare North Dakota, for instance, to California, in California, when you adjust for cost of living, it'd be $23,137 would be your typical salary. In North Dakota, it's $30,447. So you're able to keep more of your money. And they actually also did this by location. And so you can actually pull up, for instance, San Francisco. And when you first look at San Francisco and you just look at the salaries without the adjustment, San Francisco comes in over $47,000 compared to, say, Fargo at $36,000. Well, when you add the cost of living and the taxes you're going to compare, North Dakota areas come in much more favorably. So you're keeping a lot more of your income.
No matter your opinion on millennials and their work habits and the fact that they're different than those of us that are not millennials, we will not function as a state without them in our workforce.
No, absolutely not. And, you know, we need everybody we can get that wants to work. And the really good news for North Dakota is the individuals that we've been attracting, for the most part, want to work in the state. That's why they're coming here, is because of the economic opportunity.
It really is incredible. And, you know, they're savvy, too, on, okay, where am I going to go and why? And that's why this study, I'm just looking at the interactive tool here that allows them to see the distribution of the annual earnings all across the U.S. for any given occupation and age group, and then adjust it for the cost of living and taxes. I mean, that's a neat little tool.
Yeah, it's really neat. It's some really good research, and it's really telling. It's a good opportunity, I think, for us to tell the story of North Dakota.
Absolutely. It's marketing, right? I mean, this gives you a wonderful marketing tool to go out and say to a group of people that might never think about North Dakota, hey, you know, I could live there and put more in my pocket.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is not a fly-by-night organization. The Brookings Institution has been around for 100 years, and they're very well respected in what they do. So we see a lot of things on the internet and lists, and when you go into their methodology, it's not very sound. These people are pretty sound in what they're doing.
And it's all part of something called the Hamilton Project, where they talk about where work pays, occupations and earnings across the U.S. And it's really interesting. Check out that Hamilton Project for the data and see what you think of that. Very fascinating for sure. Well, this is certainly good news, and I think all of us need to just step back a little bit from kind of our bubble, if you will, and what we consider the norm, and think, okay, again, we don't function without millennials coming here in big numbers and getting the fact that, hey, this is a good place to live. I can raise a family here. I can make good money here. I got better take-home pay. Taxes are lower, all those things. So it's really important to get also our communities, every one of them. This isn't the Fargo Grand Forks, Bismarck Mandan Minot thing. This is a North Dakota thing. Towns are big and small, attractive. The places that people want to live and say, hey, in addition to the financial data, I like this. This is kind of fun. I have something here I like, whatever that might be. So we have work to do in that regard, without question, and everybody's doing this at the same time we are, right? I mean, there's a few Kevins out there, 50 of them to be exact, trying to get the right workforce in, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think everybody's struggling for workforce right now.
Kevin Iverson is the manager of the Census Office for the North Dakota Department of Commerce. Anything else you want to tell us, Kevin?
No, I think that pretty much sums it up. You know, it does look at all age. It does look at all age groups and tenure segments, and doesn't unfortunately cover all occupations because sometimes they're too small of sample size. But I think overall, it gives a really good explanation of why we're doing well in North Dakota.
That's great. Well, I like hearing good news, and that's good news. Appreciate you sharing the story with us.
You bet.
Kevin Iverson from the Census Office at the North Dakota Department of Commerce with us on What's on Your Mind, 18 before the top of the hour. A few more of your comments. I'm not a farmer, so I do not have an idea of tariffs on crop prices. As long as I could have my breakfast of bacon drippings and pickled eggs, I'm satisfied. Okay, good. I'm glad. All right. Let's see here. Can't stop negotiating now. If we cave now, we tell every country, Canada, Mexico, the EU, how easy it is to wait us out and push us around. That's true. Short-term pain, long-term gain, I'm all in. I'm all in. A couple more comments. We'll get to more of you in a moment. Luther in the Grand Forks wanted to weigh in on something Kevin had to say. Luther, what's on your mind?
Yeah, good morning, Scott. I kind of agree with what the gentleman is saying because I experienced this firsthand. I lived in California for 15 years, and it's an endless treadmill. Yeah, you make more money, but the cost of rents are exorbitant. Like, I lived in Redondo Beach. I was paying $2,500 a month for a little two-bedroom place near work, and the taxes were high. There was a 10% state income tax. Plus, there was a 12% state sales tax. And then the community started to get worse and worse with so many illegals coming in that the quality of life really deteriorated. And I just finally said, okay, I'm moving to North Dakota. I'm going to work in a high-tech industry, which I work with unmanned air vehicles. And just by my moving here, you know, I didn't have to pay the 10% state income tax, and I didn't have to pay the 12% sales tax. So I figured about a 16% pay raise just by moving, and the communities are much better. So
That's fabulous.
I completely agree with what the gentleman is saying.
That's a great story, Luther. It really is. Appreciate you calling from Grand Forks today. Call us again. More after this.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at What's On Your Mind Radio.
PetLifeChevrolet.com.
Hi, I'm Elise Petlich of Petlich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Petlich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Time for another conversation about wellness with Vince Webker. Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. How do wellness and hot spring go together?
Well, every day made better, Scott. And, you know, every time you sit in hot water, you're better physically below the water, you're better mentally above the water, and better relationally, emotionally beyond the water. And Hot Springs, I don't know if you knew this, invented the very first portable hot tub back in 1977. Since that time, we have done things that make it so you'll use it a lot, like what we call better massage, better water, our ACE saltwater system, better energy. You know, where we live, I don't think the snow is ever going to stop. So it's a very energy efficient hot tub. And those three things alone really determine if you're going to use this product a lot or not. And if you use it, every day made better, wellness, all the great things that come from it. So that's what we want. We want you to use this product.
If you've had a hot tub before and it was a hassle, it wasn't a hot spring. That's what I'll tell you. Price points. A lot of different models, right?
Yeah, they start at about $29.95 up to $20,000 with everything in between. You cannot find a hot tub that doesn't meet your budget here.
And yes, exactly. Financing available as well, so remember that. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. You'll find them in Fargo and Grand Forks, in Bismarck and Minot, and now in Devil's Lake, too. Of course, online, tell them Scott sent you. Use the ACE promo code. You'll save up to $2,000. No kidding. How's that for a great deal? At Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Thanks, neighbor.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Broadcasting live from Grand Forks, Congressman Kevin Cramer will join us for the Talk Radio Town Hall. We're actually going to be broadcasting from Strata, one of our fine sponsors here on the program, Jim Bradshaw. One of great, I would say, among North Dakota's great business leaders, really incredible individual, incredible company. They do a lot of great things, and we'll be there with Congressman Kevin Cramer tomorrow on the program, and then we'll head for the Grand Forks Air Force Base for the arrival of Vice President Mike Pence. I have a little bit of information on that, not a lot. As I said yesterday, not an event where there's a quote-unquote rally other than for members of the military. They are going to do a a military event, and then there's a fundraiser as well with a number of folks that support Senator Kevin Cramer. And Senator Kevin Cramer, that was not intentional. Congressman Kevin Cramer, who is a candidate for Senate. But anyway, we look forward to that. Tomorrow, by the way, our broadcast brought to you by Grand Forks Subaru. Better people, better products, better prices. 2400 Gateway Drive. Check them out online at GrandForksSubaru.com. Also by Labor Masters, making America great again, one employee at a time. Boy, do they do good work in meeting your employment needs at Labor Masters. They're the best. Labor Masters, making America great again. I mentioned earlier that we have a new sponsor today, and anytime we have a new sponsor in the program, it's like it's a big day. It's a big day. Got a few balloons, a few noisemakers, things going around. Just always fun to welcome new advertisers to the family. Here's why it's fun. We don't have an advertiser on this program that doesn't tell us directly over and over and over again about the impact that message has with this audience. Two reasons for that: the quality of this audience, which is incredible, and the quantity. And so it's very fun. What I particularly like this story is an individual called and said, "I've got something to sell and need your help doing it." And we had a conversation about, what kind of a season and, what all the particulars of it. And I said, here's probably what you're going to need to do that. And at the end, he said, I can't really add that to the cost of my product, but I'm going to do this anyway because I really, really, really appreciate what you do on the radio. I want to support you not just with my radio being in the right spot, but also with the advertising dollars, the marketing dollars that we've set aside for our products. That means a ton to us. It really does. And that's the kind of bond we have with our listeners. So you may remember a call we got from Sylvester, and he told an incredible story about grass-finished beef, which is, as he says, nutritious protein straight to your table, from the ranch to the table. And Sylvester's learned a lot in his lifetime of raising cattle. And a lot of research out there is showing more than ever grass-fed beef, grass-finished beef, where they eat nothing but grass, is a great way to make red meat both healthy and delicious. And, of course, he talked as much about the healthy environment for his cattle, where they can thrive, grazing on nutritious grasses and never receiving the added hormones or antibiotics because they don't spray the grass. It's always non-GMO. And, and of course, in the end, you're buying the beef and picking a butcher shop to have it, all the cuts of meat put together, even the steaks and the roasts and the whole thing, and a variety of pound options so you can meet everyone's freezer needs. It's a neat deal. It really is. Now, here's the bottom line. Only a select number of beef are available, so you got to put your name on some beef and hold that spot. This is grass-finished Angus beef. Morristown, North Dakota is where the ranch is, and they serve North Dakota and South Dakota. You can call them at 605-524-3472, or if you go on Facebook at Dakota Lazy J Ranch, you'll find it. There's a lot of Lazy J Ranches, but you add Dakota Lazy J Ranch, Morristown, South Dakota, you'll find them. 605-524-3472. Let's get caught up on the texts that are pouring in here. All right. This is a rather long one I'm going to have to save for next time. And it's not on the text side. Oh, here's one. Here we go. Sorry I'm taking so long. I'm reading and pausing and waiting. Crystal's looking at me like, are you going to talk anytime soon? That's generally what you do when the microphone's open. But, Todd was thinking the same thing at the fair. We don't dare go to him because he's had the delivery from his pals over there. Here's the text. With my religious beliefs, I would say to farmers and ranchers, let go and let Trump. Okay, be careful. I think it's going to work. Yeah, and I think there is an element of that. Take out the Trump part of that. That, you know, number one, you got to trust him if you support him, and you know, don't second guess him, as an earlier caller said. But also, you know, I would guess, I don't know, but per capita, farmers and ranchers probably have better faith than anybody, right? I would just think you almost have to. Kirby says, I'm ready to see more stickers and tags that say made in the USA. I'll gladly pay more because the quality of U.S.-made products 10 times better than most Chinese stuff. The garment industry is gone. It's almost impossible to find clothes made in the USA. It burns me to just see a T-shirt made in Pakistan. They're not our friends. Shut them out. Buy USA. Interesting. I like letting the market sort it out. I always have, but I hear that argument. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
I want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hello, this is Jim. I'm IndyBlackBullGuy.com, and to honor the excellence of America, I'm announcing the Buddy Program. You and a friend can take advantage of purchasing a flagpole. That's right. If two come together and purchase a flagpole and live within 20 miles of each other, you can take advantage of a reduced cost of installation. So please call 701-571-FLAG and request your spot during the 2018 installation season, or email Jim@IndyBlackBullGuy.com, and thank you.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.